Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
The cattle futures did close lower across the board, but significantly off of their contract lows from early in the day. Feeder cattle were around 80 to $1.30 lower, and with the May feeders, which is the front month, at 141.20, with the low of 139.27, so about $2 off the low there for the feeder cattle. So that was somewhat of a victory after being significantly lower mid-morning. Live cattle anywhere from 20 to 30 lower. It looks like the live cattle in June, which is the front month, are going to settle down 55 cents at 121.90. The cash market on out there to 2 to 4 weeks out is trading in the mid-120s, and so the June live cattle contract is somewhat close to where the cash is. Of course, current cash prices are significantly above that, but looking at the forward contract market, it is lower than the current front month. Now, boxed beef continues to be really strong. Today, choice was up 80 cents at midday to $2.50.20. So over $60 off the lows on the boxed beef market. And the calves coming in, the fats coming in, carcass weights coming in lower than where we've been in a long time. That's making the choice supply just a little bit less than normal this time of year. And I think that's the reason why we're getting that choice select spread, $25.56, which is the widest it's been in a long time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
We had a mixed day for grain futures today. We had corn and wheat steady to lower here, while beans were pretty strong. The corn was about a half cent lower, with December at 384.5. Soybeans out in November up 6 at 966.75. There was a export sale report this morning of 132,000 metric tons of soybeans to an unknown destination. Of course, yesterday the talk was that China was buying up some cargoes. So the bean market, even though it's relatively high priced to the rest of the grains, we continue to sell a lot. The wheat today was steady in Chicago and Kansas City. July was down about a nickel, 423.5. There is wheat harvest taking place in southern Oklahoma and north Texas. Some people are actually wrapping up. It looks like yields are below average, mainly due to the fact that there wasn't much effort to put out to make large yields due to the price being where it currently is. And then the progress report, which was yesterday afternoon, showed the corn was 71% planted. Normally we're 70%, so it looks like we're actually ahead of pace. People were anticipating maybe a little bit slower. Soybeans right in line at 32%. Cotton was behind, though, 33% planted, normally 37%. The winter wheat conditions were down 2% to 51% good to excellent.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.